This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
I just can't anywhere else I'd be a 10.
Did you see his face? What's his name? Ryan Gosling. Did you
see
Ryan Gosling's face
when
it won Best Original Song? He was like,
What? Have you heard the Billie Eilish one, guys?
I know. That was really funny.
Oh, just Ryan Gosling and the whole vibes. Anyway.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, mate. How are you? But also, please tell our lovely listeners the disgusting thing that we did to each other this morning.
That sounds a lot more exciting than it actually was.
We're millennials. It was disgusting.
Basically, Lauren did the most horrific thing. Oh, I don't even want to talk about
it. After you did the most horrific thing to me first.
Well, I didn't actually, did I? Because I didn't know I did. I did it by accident. Mm-hmm. Lauren, everyone, called me.
Out the blue.
Called me. So naturally, I was like, are you okay? Is everything all right? What's happened? She was like, no, I'm just calling you back. I thought the same thing. So I had obviously pocket dialed her by accident, called her by accident. And she could hear me in the background just, well, apparently crying, but I genuinely wasn't.
You were moving, but it sounded like it could be sniffs. So I waited
a few
times.
Just
like,
heavy breathing.
Laura, is everything okay? Who's died? So it was just the most millennial thing ever that the two of us got unsolicited calls from each other and went, who's died? Something's happened. Something terrible. Not just like, hi, babes, how are you?
It was so funny. Like, so millennial. Like, don't, that's the worst thing you could ever do is call me. Like, don't call me.
Don't call me.
And then we were like, for the next 5 minutes, like, but you are okay though. You're like, you sure? Like, you didn't mean to call. You sure you're okay? Yeah. Okay, great.
I can't imagine it. And also, it just reminds me of the time that you told me that sometimes you have people who just drop in on you unannounced at your house and just be like, we were passing by. I'm sorry.
Don't.
Passing by? Pass on by then. Bye bye.
Listen, like, I think it's just, again, we should put a poll up on stories if people do this, because I'm sure it's really, like, it's reached really normal to their family. And I think that when I, like, married into it or whatever, they thought that I was like antisocial because I don't like it. But it's just that I've never done it. And no, don't fucking knock on my door randomly.
But
I say to them, like, just text me and say, like, I'm 5 minutes away, can I pop in? Because then I can say to you, no, fuck off, or yes, okay, and then I can get dressed. Do you know what I mean?
Like, I literally can't cope with the fact that it's not even like, oh, we're just around the corner, can we pop in? It's knock, 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 we're at your door.
Nah,
it's too much.
They're already
for me.
In, aren't they? No, thank you. Anyway, how are you? You sound a lot better than your snotty self was last week.
I'm good. I feel better. I had to go to the doctor today because I was like, a month of a cold is not normal. And what's really funny is patient confidentiality, thank you, sort of goes out the window when you've worked in the NHS for a while, because it's all very incestual and you know everyone. So I have you get paramedics that work at GP surgeries now, and they try, like, triage some of the calls. You don't see your GP, and that was fine. The last three paramedics I've spoken to triage calls in the last 5 years, I have known. And I'm like, oh, well, hello, please help me with my symptoms. So that was a nice little catch up.
Oh, lovely.
Love that for me. But I am good. How are you? What a chilled week you had the week before last.
Yeah, just launched a book, moved house, an epic house move by ourselves. Can I just offer a word of advice to anyone listening that is either moving or thinking of moving? Number one, don't. Number two, don't move yourself. We are such tight bastards, honestly.
You're such a dickhead for that. I said
what
to you, why do you not just hire moving people? It was the one thing I was like, I will not do this by myself. You're so, like, you are like, I did say to you, and I was like, nah, you're dickheads.
proper dickheads. The whole day I was like, my back was broken. Luckily, we did have some help. So some of Matt's team, young girl and young lad. Sounds so old. A young girl and a young lad. Strapping young lad.
With working backs.
With working backs and knees. They were helped. So there was actually four of us. We hired a small van. We ended up doing like four loads. But yeah, it got to half past two. And the new people had turned up. And we were like, we still had two van loads to go. And I was like, we are literally moving as quick as we can. I haven't even had a wee today. And not that they needed to know that. But yeah, honestly, moving day was hell. But honestly, we got in that night and we sat down in front of the telly. We managed to get internet so we could watch Traitors. I was like, yes, we need to do a whole episode on Traitors because it's so good if you haven't already watched it on BBC. And I just said to Matt, I feel like a competition winner. I feel like I'm on a holiday. Like, I just love this house. And if I'm being really honest, I never really did love our old house that much. I loved the kitchen and I'm so glad we did the kitchen. I really did love that. But it was on a very, very busy A road. It's very noisy, especially at night. And we just didn't have any space to have people over. Mm. So I just love this house, mate. And
I'm so excited. Buzzing.
Definitely feel overwhelmed, I will say, especially with having the book stuff right on top of it. I'm just so glad we're in 7-8 months of stress and it was all worth it. So yeah,
that's the thing, it is always worth it, isn't it? But when you're in it, it's like, this sucks.
Oh, hang on, I've just got an itchy fanny, one second. Do you ever get that?
No, do you want to see one of my paramedics?
Oh no, I don't mean like I've got a disease or something going on, just as in like something, you know, you just need
a good old itchy itch.
Yeah, I am. I don't know if I should say this or not. Oh, fuck it. We're all friends. I had a really itchy fanny the other day and I was out walking Buddy and there was a park bench and I found myself kind of gyrating on the park bench because I didn't want to like scratch in public. And
you
blued
the bear, did you? You blued the bear it and you just kind of like, rubbed yourself up against something to get the scratch.
I did. There we go, everyone. There's a lovely visual for you.
We've all learned something new about our author friend, Laura Adlington, today.
Yeah. I've not got a thrush or anything. Like, I just, yeah. Okay, should we move on? Yeah.
Where do we go from thrush? We go to...
I just said that I haven't got a thrush or anything as Matt's business partner walked past and then was like, see you, Laura. And I was like, bye, mate.
Bye-bye. See you later. Tell me about your whelms, because you said you're feeling whelmed. And is it just the case of... book launch, book promo tour, which we will talk about, and house move all in the space of about 10 days.
Yeah, that's it. And I think it's normal in it to feel a little bit whelmed. Like, it's a good whelmed, but I kind of feel like I want to go and hibernate now. Today I've had to work all day and I'm like, I just don't know where I just want to be in my house and just haven't even unpacked properly yet. And we've had loads of visitors, which has been amazing, but I haven't been able to unpack. So I just feel a bit out of sorts and there is so much to do in the house. But it's good whelmed, honestly, and I'm really, really happy. I think the book tour stuff made me realise I never want to be famous.
Interesting.
And that I also don't want to take a step back from social media, but I'm also not going to let it run my life.
Okay, hold on a minute. This is new information. What do you mean?
So I did loads of press for the book. I went on Lorraine. We're going to talk about that as part of today's topic about body image and struggling and stuff. And I was like, yeah, this is not for me. Like, really glad I did it. Glad I'm on the book. But no, mate, that world is, it's just not for me.
What part of it? Just the whole kind of doing, so like the press and stuff part of it?
Being in the public eye, it made me, I think I've got like maybe a bit of PTSD from Bake Off and being in the papers and stuff like that. And just being on radio and just being generally kind of like visible and seen and heard and stuff. And I really like my little corner of the internet. I'm really quite happy there. I think I want to stay there. So what I'm saying is, I don't think I would ever want to do like TV or maybe radio. Actually, I would actually fucking love to do radio. That's probably my dream job. But no, that world is not for me. Not for
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, I quite like this for you, and I thought you've built like a really nice space online and stuff, and keeping it there.
Thanks.
I think that's really nice, and I like that you're kind of like, now we just put these boundaries in place, please. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
we're going to talk a little bit about about the promo and book tour and stuff like that and all of that and why you got to that. But I'm pleased about that. But we can talk about the Waterstones event, your book signing, because we had lots of listeners come along to that as well. And absolutely loved it.
Honestly, that was one of the best nights of my entire life. If you did come, what an absolute honour and a joy to meet so many of you. And even obviously though it was kind of quick, like connect with you in some way. And like some of the things that people were saying to me about how I'd help them or we'd help them or the podcast has helped them will live with me forever. And I was so overwhelmed in a good way. I got back to my hotel and just had the biggest cry, like happy tears of cry, like cry, because, oh, just, yeah, so, so lovely to actually meet people. And, you know, we always say, don't we, like it's really, we set out to hopefully help people and make them feel a bit better. But when you're kind of talking into a microphone every week, you don't really get to talk to people.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, oh, it was just so much fun, wasn't it? And it was lovely to have family there as well supporting. I think apparently my dad was going up to everyone in the queue, bribing them with money so that they could tell me how much I look like my dad. He's done that for years. It's so embarrassing, but yeah, bless him. He, oh, he was so proud. He said to me, I couldn't work out by his facial expressions, right, during the thing, whether he was happy or not. And then afterwards he texted me saying, sorry, he said, I just literally was fighting back like tears all night. I literally had to stop myself from bawling because I was so proud. He texted me that night saying, couldn't sleep because I'm so, like, I can't sleep because I'm so buzzing. And then the next night at midnight, he texted me saying, I still can't sleep. I'm still just buzzing and so proud of you.
Bless him.
It was lovely. It was really nice.
He was so, so proud of you. And it was really nice. And I think it's a weird thing when you kind of doing this sort of world and you have parents or family members or loved ones that aren't maybe in it or on it or like Instagram or kind of understand, and that I think for your dad to kind of see you in action with a room of people who are like hanging on your every word and agreeing with what you say and people whose lives you have impacted, I think it was so important for your dad to see. And it was just so nice. And he came up to me and he was like, just like the proudest dad ever. And it was so good.
Yeah. He loved you. Brilliant. He was like, Lauren, did you so proud? And you did. Thank you so much, babes. And you looked amazing. Pink trousers were just...
Pink trousers, which we will talk about. But yes, I had the best time ever. It was so nice. It was nice to take the reins. And it was nice that I planned all these questions with Laura and I left one at the end that I didn't tell her about. And it sort of put her on the spot. I don't really feel bad about it because the thing is, and I've said this before, Laura has the worst imposter syndrome I've ever known in any human ever. We're at her book signing with, I don't even know how many people were there. Lots of people all there to meet her and really excited about her book. And she just still can't take like how awesome she is or that. And I was like, I just need you to say in front of everyone that you're proud of yourself for what you've done. And I appreciate it's obviously an incredibly overwhelming week to put you on the spot and make you say you're proud of yourself, which you went, yeah, okay, I do, fair enough, or something like that. So,
yeah, it was something like that. But no, you're right. I am. I just hate the thought of people spending money on me and taking time and the effort. I feel the same about the live shows. I love doing them, but I just, I feel sort of guilty, which is so stupid because like someone said to me at Waterstones, they were like, you do know people are coming from their own free will. Like you're not making them. So yeah, I don't know. It's a bit weird. I just don't like the thought of people putting themselves out for me. But anyway, if you're listening, you came. I'm so glad you did. And thank you to those of you that messaged me as well and said, can't make it because it's, you know, a million miles away, but good luck. And I just generally wanted to say a huge thank you to everyone and anyone who supported the book. I will stop banging on about it for a little while now, you'll be pleased to know. But yeah, genuinely from the bottom of my heart, I'm so grateful. Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Did you know that you can now get an extra episode of Go Love Yourself every week, as well as ad-free and early releases?
You totally can, so you can get more of this.
Honestly, I was heartbroken after our wedding.
Fun fact, everyone, I was actually only invited to the evening.
I'm expecting
to give you away next time, do you know what I'm saying?
More of us.
Can I just say, Once more, Laura Adlington, it wasn't me being fingered or doing the finger ring.
Yeah. No, I believe you.
And even more of this.
You thought I was going to let you get away with that. And on a normal episode, Smithy, I would. However, this is a subscriber episode. And I'm not letting you get away with nothing. And it's all for just £1 a week.
Check the episode description now to subscribe.
Oh, this is really fun. This is more fun than normal episodes. This has got to be worth a quid, right? So for today's episode, we know we've had quite a few heavy episodes and it's January and it can feel a little bit bleak. And so we thought we'd do another heavy episode. No, I'm joking.
No, we did. We're like, yeah, we'll go lighthearted this week. And then we messaged this morning to be like, no, we've both got a topic in mind and it's pretty heavy. So let's just continue the heaviness.
It's not heavy, heavy, but like we just both have had a bit of a body confidence wobble, haven't we, this past week? And we thought we'd share about it because to be fair as well, it's January. It's a very, very hard time. I think diet culture is everywhere. I'm sure there'll be lots of you that are feeling it. So maybe if we share kind of how we've been feeling and be honest, maybe you'll go, oh, okay, glad it's not just me.
Yeah.
So this was all about, I feel like this is a story of a book, Lauren and the Pink Trousers.
Lauren and the Pink Trousers, it is. It starts all in a land far, far away. No, basically, as we know, I love dresses and I do genuinely love dresses. I've always worn dresses, even when I was a kid and when I was a teenager in my 20s. I just love wearing dresses. I very rarely wear trousers. But since I've got bigger, I now don't wear trousers because I have a little fupa. Little what we call the fat upper pussy area officially, but it's kind of, you know, like a low hanging tummy essentially.
Yeah.
I can body confidence myself to the high heavens and I have, and I still don't particularly like that part of my body, and that's okay. And trousers, I think for them to look stylish according to Instagram and Pinterest is to have things tucked in, and then therefore it just literally looks like a frame around the fupa. Now I would love to do that, and I think women look freaking phenomenal when they do that, and the confidence, I love it. I'm just not there yet, and I say this as a co-host of a body confidence podcast and someone who posts online about it, and this is just me being honest. We know that this is the way. I don't hate it anymore. I just don't like, I'm not in love with it. I'm just like, yeah, it's cool beans. Hence why I do wear my dresses. I know what I feel comfortable and confident in, sorted. I have two pairs of trousers in my wardrobe. One pair of jeans that I literally have never worn, and is the hot pink trousers that were part of the suit that I wore to our first live show in March.
Oh, is that where they were from? I didn't realise.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, yes.
So they were part of the suit. So the blazer was quite long. So it sort of covered a lot of the tummy. So I didn't really think about it. And it's just, you know, as if I was going to care about my body on that night. It was just so much more going on. It was incredible. But in my head, your event, I was like, it's not about you, Lauren. So I didn't want to wear, do you know what I mean? I didn't want to wear bright pink sparkles or anything like that. I was like, I don't want to take the attention away. This is about Laura. It's a bit more of a casual event than our live shows were.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to find the perfect outfit, and I really love fashion. So I put a lot of thought into it. I'm trying not to spend money at the minute. So it wasn't a case of I could just go and spend hundreds on different outfits from different brands and just hope for the best and then to return everything. I'm trying not to do that. I bought this dark green suit and I was like, that's going to look fucking phenomenal. I know it. Didn't arrive in time. So the night before, I'm like, I don't know what to wear. Everything in my wardrobe it feels costumey and Christmassy and wintry and too girly. I just want to look casual. I don't have casual. And so I had a bit of, for the first time in a really long time, you know, when you look at your wardrobe and you just cry, because I'm like,
yes,
nothing.
I do.
Gonna look right, nothing fits, nothing. I hate everything and everyone, and please help me. And so yeah, for the first time in a very, very long time, I just felt like shit looking at my wardrobe. And coincidentally, my friend Stacey FaceTimed me, and then she asked me about what I was wearing. I was like, oh, I've just got this kind of like black shirt dress that I was gonna wear with the black belt, black tights and black boots. And she was like, what? What? Like, that would look lovely, but that's not very you, is it? I was like, no, but I just want to go casual. I don't really know what to wear. Like, I just want to look nice for Laura and I don't want to stand out and all of this. Blush it. She's like, you can't wear that. So I literally didn't sleep. This is all very futile, but it kind of is the story is about, like, I looked at my wardrobe and I had a meltdown because I was like, nothing's going to look good on me. And I really want to wear those pink trousers, but I don't like the way that my tummy looks in them. And I took a photo and I sent it to Stace. And she was like, you need to wear this. And so in the morning, I just packed the pink trousers and the top and the trainers. And I was like, this is it. And I did feel really good in it. I was very aware that my tummy was on show. but I did feel good in it. I knew that I would see photos afterwards that I hadn't posed in or from angles that I wasn't aware of, and I would see the tummy and I wouldn't like it. Wouldn't hate it, but wouldn't like it. And that did happen. I was expecting it. I didn't have a meltdown at those photos or anything, but it was like, oh, that there it is. There it is. But let me tell you, so now I sort of don't care. I was expecting to fall apart at those photos and I didn't. And oh, I think it's amazing. Because, yeah, and it's because it. I know it's there. I know what it looks like. I'm aware, like, it's there, okay, cool. And like I said, I don't hate it anymore. If I hated it, I probably would have fallen apart on it. I just don't like it, and that's fine. I think the fact that I even wore the trousers was a huge body confidence move, because I was like, I'm going to be sitting down in front of people. It's going to be right there, and it was right there. And I still did it, and it was so lovely because I spoke to somebody afterwards and I kind of told her an abridged version of that story. And she was like, and she sort of jokingly said, oh, I'm so pleased you wore the pink trousers, because otherwise I would have been like, oh my gosh, what's happened to my fashion guru? She's wearing black. And, and we sort of joked about it. But I feel that because I'm sometimes like, if I can show that you can wear these things, then people will be like, oh my God, I can wear these things. And the amount of, that's probably like the most amount of compliments I've ever had on an outfit ever.
You looked like sensational. I wanted to just let you speak, and obviously I wanted to hear your thoughts on how you felt and stuff. But in the whole time, I'm in the back of my head, I'm thinking, you looked incredible. Like, I think maybe one of the best things I've seen you in as well. See? I love that black top and the way it just hugged your bazookas. And then, yeah, the hot pink trousers. Like, I honestly thought that look was like phenomenal.
Thank you. Again, that's maybe another point. I was so in my head about it and I faked that confidence a little bit. I was just genuinely so excited to be there. I was, you know, I'll fake the confidence and like put my hands on my trousers. I'm really cool. And then the amount of compliments I had of people being like, this is my favorite outfit you've ever worn. And sometimes you're just so in your head about it that it's just fake. Don't believe everything you think. So that was essentially that story. We're going to get on to kind of maybe how we move away from these body confidence wobbles and dips and how we feel about ourselves. But that is the story of Lauren and the hot pink dress.
We need this animated, like on a book cover, don't we? The story. Yeah.
I know. I just love it. Yes, we love the trousers. It has a happy ending. But coincidentally, this is why we're talking about this today, is that you have also had a wobble in your body confidence. And we wanted to, if you're happy to, talk a little bit about that. We haven't talked about it yet. So talk a little bit about that and how you're feeling. And maybe let's talk about how we can get you feeling A-okay again.
Oh, where to start? Yeah. So I don't know if you know, but I've written a book. And
yeah.
Anyway, so I've been doing like book promo and stuff. And I, like you, I've been really struggling with what to wear. I don't know if it's just me, but there is fuck all on the internet right now.
Oh, there's fuck all.
Roll on spring is all I can say, because it is fucking dire out there right now. So I really wanted something new, because I just knew that I would feel better in it. And there was nothing that I was kind of in my wardrobe that I was looking at that, and I was going, yeah, I'm going to feel great in that. Also, you have to bear in mind that 80% of my clothes were packed away in boxes. So I did have quite a limited choice. I've been living in jumpers and leggings, and I knew that I couldn't wear, or I didn't want to wear something that casual. I wanted to wear something, you know, like you said, I feel like I'm either in jumper and leggings or like some fucking sequin glittery number. And that's not, I got three looks and that's it. Yeah. So I was really struggling with what to wear. I didn't even like how I looked, particularly at the book launch in that dress. It wasn't the most fitted. Yeah. In some pictures I was like, oh, I don't love that for me, but I was fine. We moved on because it was such a great night and I really loved it.
You look stunning. Oh my goodness.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's talk Lorraine.
Okay. Lorraine. I was really nervous, really, really nervous anyway. And then I picked an outfit that I felt really good and comfortable and confident in, and I stand by the outfit choice. But just between us girlfriends, she says in the worst RuPaul impersonation accent ever. So I asked my mum to record it on her phone and send it to me, which she did. And I feel bad even saying this about myself, because I would never say it about anyone else, but I was horrified. Like, that is the only way that I could, I just want to be really honest. And I thought I looked spherical, like an actual ball. I just felt this like sinking feeling in the pit of my stomach. And I was like, I look like a whale. I was nervous about the interview anyway, because I didn't know that Lorraine was going to get what I was talking about. She's an older lady. She's a Weight Watchers ambassador and stuff like that. Mm. And to be honest, I don't really think she did get the whole vibe of the book. I was more frustrated really with how I did the interview. So she asked, really? She kept talking about health. Yeah, she kept talking about health a lot. Mm. And I was so cross with myself because, like we always do, you know, when you have an argument with someone and afterwards you think, why didn't I say that? Why didn't I say that? Why wasn't I more articulate? She sat across from me and she said, oh, but you're fit and you're healthy, aren't you? And I think, you know, it's really health. It's all about health, isn't it? And, you know, you say you are. And I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Whereas actually what I should have just said is, well, actually, no, I don't claim to be the healthiest version of myself, but it's not about that. I want to be an advocate for people in bigger bodies because we are discriminated against. I want to talk about weight stigma and how rife it is and how we get inadequate healthcare and how it's hard to buy clothes, how it's hard to get respected, promoted, good jobs. And I wanted to say that, you know, actually, yes, all right, yeah, health is really important, but it's not just about health and weight, and not, well, weight is not the only measure of health. And I also wanted to say that even if you're not healthy, you still deserve dignity and respect. And instead I was like, yeah, 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 yeah. And then she asked me about weight loss injections, which I wasn't expecting. And anyway, the whole thing, I just was like, I did not do very well on that. And then I saw myself back and I was like, seeing myself back and saying, yeah, yeah, I'm healthy, when I did not look the picture of health, in my opinion, made me then think, what the fuck am I doing? What am I actually doing? And what the fuck is this book all about? Like, this is ridiculous. Like, you don't look well, you don't look healthy. I've like tried to tell myself, like, oh, it's the chair was too small, it was a really weird angle. I also had heels on, so that's why I was hunched. And I was trying to kind of tell myself these things, but at the end of the day, I'm just gonna be honest and say I didn't like how I looked. And that was the first time in a really, really long time that that has affected me so much. Like I said, like you said about the pink trousers, Lauren in the pink trousers, it kind of, some of the photos weren't great, but you were like, oh well. And that's really good. I feel like that I was kind of the same about that night as well. But this is the first time in a really long time that I can say I looked back at myself and thought, you look horrific, like you need to lose weight.
Okay.
So yeah, that's really it in a nutshell, to be honest with you.
So I'm going to tackle it in two ways. First of all, I want to say that I think you did exceptionally well on that interview. I think you came across brilliantly. I thought you landed your points really well. I can't remember what point it was, but you brought it back to the book and you said, and this is why the book is good, or this is why I've written this book. And I think you did really well pushing that home. I think you handled the health question very well, because I kind of went, why is she asking that in that way? Like, health is important, but she asked it in a way and she didn't give you enough time to answer, is the thing. And so you would have said that. I think you got, as I said, I think you got your points across. I think you came across really well and the book came across well. But what you also have, Laura, is a platform of 340,000 people, which is potentially more than would watch that clip, to say that answer to, and this podcast to say that answer to. And you'll get your point across. The point is in the book as well. So you say your point. I think you did exceptionally well on Lorraine. I was literally, I cried and I laughed and I screamed and it was great. I thought you were brilliant. But I do understand that, like, you may have felt that way, and I'm super sad about it because that's not how it came across to me. But I just wanted you to know that I thought you did great.
Thank you, babes.
I think you really did. I feel fabulous. And then looking at yourself again, it's all those things can be true. The chair was short, all of that. That's all true. That all factors in, blah, blah, blah. It's also a case of, again, we've talked about it, seeing yourself in at an angle that you haven't set up, you haven't posed for, you're not used to. And I was thinking about this at the weekend because I assumed that you might say that. And I was like, I think as an influencer or content creator, like, a lot of the content and stuff that you share has been completely set up by you. You've set the camera angle, you've done this, you're posing in your way, you know what you look like. I think it's such a weird one where you've got more photos of you than ever, but you've got no photos of you from angles that you don't know about, because you're curating these things because that's what you're doing and that's your job. So I wondered whether that's it as well. We get in, and I'm the same, like, you get into these little bubbles of, this is what I look like because I've posed in this certain way. So I wondered whether that was a little bit. And it goes back to what Sophie Hagen said in one of our first seasons about when you see these photos of yourself from these angles and you get a bit of a fucking jump scare because you're like, what? I don't look like that. but you might do, or, you know, there might be these circumstances, as you said, like with the chair and stuff, and it's trying to get your head around it. And you can do all the good work in the world on your confidence and accepting yourself in a bigger body, but something like that can put you right back on the floor again.
Yeah.
And it's about coming back from that.
Do you know what was really lovely is the amount of messages I got saying, Laura, the way you look is the least interesting thing about you.
Yes, I love it.
I was like, yeah, owned.
Yeah.
I am over it now. Do you know what I mean? But it was one of the questions actually on the book launch, wasn't it? Someone said, like, how do you get over your bad body image days? And I think you just have to ride it out and just go sit with the feelings for a little bit, feel your feelings, and then say, okay, there's more to life. And actually, I am more cross that I didn't get my message across rather than over how I looked genuinely now. I think it was just, yeah, at the time. And also, yeah, just being tired and stressed doesn't help and all of that. But yeah,
this is it.
I'm still not going to look back at those and go, I look great. But that's just life, isn't it? And, you know, we're not always going to like photos or videos of ourselves.
No.
But it doesn't mean that we stop going. I think like the whole body confidence journey, everyone, hey, first one of 2024. It's not linear, is it? Like, we're going to have ups and downs. No. Like, there's no magic secret. There's no magic kind of cure to feeling, you know, body confident, whatever. Mm. It's just about knowing, I think, that you're better than your bad days, isn't it? And I think I'm kind of getting there now, a few days afterwards. So if you're having a bit of a body image wobble, or maybe you've seen a photo of yourself from Christmas or wherever, and you're like, oh my God, sit with it, live with it, move on. The way you look is the least interesting thing about you.
Yeah. And that journey is not linear. And me and Laura are always really honest about how we feel, in that we are, you know, we like ourselves, we love ourselves, we're advocates of being for people in bigger bodies, et cetera, et cetera. But we also have our down days. And we've also been very honest about, yeah, in an ideal world, we'd love to be in a smaller body. Like, I know, was looking at that photo, the photos that people took of me in the trousers, I know that I would love to have seen myself in those trousers a size 12, but that's not going to happen. So the difference here is I am not a size 12, I'm a size 20. Okay, cool beans. I still want to live my life and have a great time. I don't want to then look at that photo and then that derail me for a month and, you know, then send me into a spiral of shame eating and making collages of myself before and after and doing all of these really like harmful things to myself because I've seen a photo of myself that I don't like. I think you're right. You feel your feelings, but then you kind of have to pull yourself back out and get back on track again. So like the night before the book sign-in, I went to bed with a black outfit packed because I felt shit about myself. And I felt like I wanted to hide. Nothing suited me, didn't feel good in anything, blah, blah, blah. I had a word with myself and I was like, this isn't you. And I went out in there and okay, I didn't feel my most wonderful, like 20 out of 10 self as I've done, you know, with the other live shows when I've worn dresses that I've really loved, but I felt more myself than I would have done in the black outfit. And I think that's what's important. And then you go out there and okay, this is a very niche situation in which, you know, you get messages from people that you don't know and all of that saying it's, you know, your favorite outfit that you've ever seen on me, or like you saying it's one of your favorite. Mm. You get so in your head about it and so wrapped up that then your brain starts lying to you. And that's not even the case at all. Who the fuck cares about my fupa? No one.
No one.
No one.
What is it we say? No one gives a fuck as much as you do.
Yeah, literally. No one cares as much as you do about anything. So this is what I'm saying to you, you know, in the case of Lorraine. Again, these are very like niche circumstances, guys, we get it, but hopefully it's relatable in that you were quite in your head about that. But what I took from that as your best friend is kind of like, oh my God, my friend is on telly promoting her book. She's coming across really well. Like in my comms, my media hat on, my comms media hat, I was like, good, she's got her media handling down. She's bringing it back to the book. I love it. I thought you looked sensational. I thought you looked really happy. And like, that's what I've taken from it. So it's interesting that we get so caught up in our heads about these things when it doesn't really matter. And what matters is how you then pull yourself out of it. So, you know, if you've, like Laura said, I imagine there's a few people that have seen photos of themselves from Christmas or have put on weight since Christmas or put on a dress size or whatever. And are now, as a result, now I'm not going to be in the pictures anymore because they don't want to see another picture of themselves. All that does is rid you of that memory with you and your family or friends. It doesn't help in the long run. The amount of nights out I went on when I was gaining weight and I refused to be in the photos is astonishing. And I don't have memories of those nights anymore. And I'm gutted.
Oh, it's so true. So true. And like, I was trying to do a video montage thing the other day. And I was trying to find pictures of me as like, you know, late teens, early 20s. And even up to like mid 20s, there are none, Lauren.
No.
pretty much none anyway. Mm. Yeah, it's really sad. And like you say, you know, and chances are I'd probably look back and go, oh, bloody hell, I wish I was just, you know, in that size now. Thing, or I had the, you know, it's the skin that I did then or whatever. But so please be in the photos. Don't be so hard on yourself. And also I will say as well that, do you find this, that like you might hate a photo of yourself, but then like, I don't know, a week later, 2 weeks later, you look back and you're like, oh, actually, it's not that bad. It's because Yeah, it's because in your head you look different. Yeah. That's all it is. And then you see the photo and you're like, oh shit, I didn't look like how I thought I looked. Mm. But in a couple of weeks' time, you might look back and go, oh, I look great, because you had no expectation of, or you thought it was worse.
I absolutely recommend that, by the way. I went through my summer, I was putting some photos up on stories the other day, just like remembering summer, and I looked at some summer pics and I'm like, damn girl, you look fine. But I don't remember feeling that necessarily at the time or looking at the pics, but I'm like, damn, the sun is shining, you got freckles, you look fabulous. So yeah, sometimes it's looking back at it and maybe looking with kinder eyes as well.
Yes, that is so true. So true, yeah. We did actually ask our lovely listeners if they had any advice for kind of, well, getting out of a kind of bad body image day or week or time. And you came up with some wonderful ideas, so we thought we would share them. Lauren, not you, another Lauren, said...
Oh, hi, Alpha Lauren.
Not Lauren in the pink trousers, said that she writes a list of things that her body has achieved over the years and what her body has done for her, which I think is a great idea. Again, that's leaning into the whole body neutrality movement of my body is the least interesting thing about me.
That's a good one. I really like that one. I think that's really good. Rebecca said, I force myself to shower every day, even if I'm not feeling it. I moisturize and exfoliate and just show my body the love it deserves. And I think that's such a good one, because the link between body image and mental health is huge. Like, you probably felt it after the rain thing. I felt it after the, you know, when I was packing that black outfit. You just feel really down. And it's so easy to kind of like, you know, put yourself lower and lower and deeper into that cycle of self-hatred. And I like the kind of the basic self-care sometimes gets neglected in those moments. So showering, it's so simple, but it's so good. Do you know one that's maybe similar to that I do? Mm. And I always feel better for this. It's a fake tan. To their own.
Yeah.
I didn't fake tan for 2 weeks after Christmas, and I just was like, what is this? See-through skin, please. So I fake tanned and I feel so much better.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think hair wash, chin hair pluck wash, or wax or shave for me, Tash shave or wax, fake tan and an eyebrow pluck.
Facial hair gone, hair on head looking fabulous and clean. And tan.
It does
honestly help. Take yourself out of it. Go and get yourself dressed up, even if it's to go to Tesco's.
Another listener, Charles, said that she always wears her favourite item of clothing, puts on her best lippy and perfume. Sounds great.
Oh, well, this list sounds good. And Kat said that she arranges a meet-up with a pal and puts on a nice outfit. Again, it's just about taking yourself out of it. I'm not saying don't feel it. We're saying these are some nice tips that you can do in the moment when you're feeling like shit, to hopefully bring you out of it a little bit and remember all of the stuff that you have learned from this fabulous podcast.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We had a few more as well. Lisa says she tries to fuel her body with foods that are good for the soul and not beat herself up about it. And then Lynn said gentle movement always helps to settle her mind as well. I know you've been trying to walk a bit more this year, haven't you? And go out.
Well, I've been ill for 2 weeks. So I've been on two walks so far this year, and they are brilliant. I start my day with them. It's the best way to start my day, and it just gets your brain going and helps you clear your head a little bit. And I couldn't recommend it more, with some either really loud music or a really good podcast or whatever gentle movement is your vibe. I couldn't recommend it more.
Love that. And the last one I wanted to share was from somebody called Spud.
Love it.
Oh my God, what a name. Marry me. And I actually think this is solid advice. I kind of want to get this tattooed somewhere. It'll pass. It'll pass. It'll pass. It always does.
That's so true.
Thank you so much, Spud. Very wise words.
Yeah, I think that's really true. And that's true of any low moment that you're feeling as well. Just remember, it will pass, because it always has and it always does. Just be kind to yourself in the moments when it doesn't feel like it's going to pass, is my advice as well.
Yeah, you're so right. There was something else that our listeners recommended, but it does feel a little bit boastful to bring it up, but we're going to go for it anyway. Loads of you said that listening to this podcast was actually your pick me up. How amazing is that, Lauren?
Oh, that's really nice.
Lovely.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. I'm always still absolutely dumbfounded when people say that they've re-listened and they binge and they go back to the start and re-listen to it. Like, I just Stop it. Right, okay. I need to compose myself because I actually have something else to say to you guys. Because do you know what? If that is the case for you, then we do have a little bit of a treat. Because right now you can listen to a full-length extra episode of Go Love Yourself by becoming a subscriber. We love our Go Love Yourself Plus subscribers. We are obsessed with our extra episodes every week. We love them. It costs £1 a week and you can get an extra episode, ad-free releases, and you can listen on a Monday instead of a Tuesday. And we share all the juicy extra stuff on there, don't we, Laura?
Yeah, like getting fingered in a bush.
I didn't get fingered in a bush. I'm getting that tattooed on me. It wasn't me. I just came upon it, as in I saw it happening and tried to stop it.
Yeah, okay, if you insist. To become a Go Love Yourself Plus subscriber, just head over to our episode description. And if you'd like more of us, head over to our Instagram. Our handle is Go Love Yourself Pod. Or you can email us, golove@crowdnetwork.co.uk is the email address.
And don't forget, you can listen to all our episodes ad-free on Amazon Music. Thank you so much for listening. I feel a little bit better. I feel a little bit zhuzhy and ready to take on the world, Laura. I won't lie.
Good. Glad to hear it.
I hope you do too. And everyone, we will see you next week. Bye.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Hello, I'm La La La, let me explain. And this is It's Not You, It's Them, but it might be you. I'm here to answer all your questions around love, relationships, sex, dating dilemmas, and anything else you throw my way. Join me 3 times a week as we work through the depths of this intimacy pool together. From Sony Music Entertainment, listen and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.